This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella like to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Que bella parusa.
No.
Que bella parusa. No. Hey, bitch, you're listening to Dragger, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast available on the fucking world. It's right on my alley. Some people call it the Pepsi Cola of Drag Race podcasts, but that's crazy because we the only one, bitch. And I am joined by the chanteuse of confusion, the madam of dishevelment, the mistress of gross, Miss Oscar Montoya.
Hey, honey, it's me with the new Coke formula, honey.
Hey, Katie girl.
Wait, what were you singing earlier? Que bella, were you saying Maluma?
I was saying Parusa. Que bella Parusa. Que bella Maluma.
Que bella Maluma.
Can you believe?
Que bella Maluma. That could be a top hit.
You think Maluma will ever... Maluma? Okay, first of all, Maluma loves to suck dick. And you cannot tell me...
What?
I just sense it. My spidey senses are tingling.
Girl, I can what you tell. Say in a public forum, girl.
I can tell. I can
don't let
tell.
The girls get excited for no reason.
I can
bitch.
Tell he loves to suck a fat cock. And you're
girl, are, do you,
no
are you
one can tell me I'm wrong.
Are you saying that because you think he's gay or because he's Colombian? Because it's a thin line, bitch. It's a thin line.
Much like Michelle Visage, I have exoticized some Latinx men in my lifetime. No,
que bella Maluma.
Oscar. I mean, look, he just does. He just does. He just does.
You know
does.
What? I have to say, I do get a queer vibe from him.
Yes.
But I don't, I want to believe it. I really, really do. But I don't know, girl. I don't know. I don't
I
know.
I think it's the tea. I think it's the truth.
Do you think he'll ever come out?
He
might be bi. He might be like, you know, he might just be like,
I could see in a decade.
In a decade, okay.
In a decade when he wants to get re-relevant, ooh. I could see him like doing a horny Lil Nas X ooh. Video where they both kiss or something.
You said Ricky Martin fish. That's what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, it's little Ricky Martin fish.
Okay,
God, I love.
Cute. I had a little microaggression done to me literally yesterday.
Really?
Someone said to me, I remind them of Maluma. And I was like, girl, what? No, honey.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Same.
I am what came in the mail. Maluma is what you ordered. I'm what showed up, bitch. No.
Girl, I was at Akbar. Speaking of, I got microaggressed at Akbar yesterday. Ooh. And someone literally told me, you are where Aladdin meets Jasmine.
No. and I meant that as a compliment?
Yeah, and I was like, that's kind of fair. I was like, that's kind of fair. Like, because they were like...
Just because it's true doesn't make it a micro, doesn't mean it's a micro, it's not a micro.
No, it's a microaggression. It's a microaggression. You know? Okay. I mean, but that's what's so weird about queer spaces. Men are begging to be objectified. Begging.
Yeah. I mean, weird because what I would have said to you is I would have said no. You cross between the Sultan and Abu.
And honestly, if I saw you.
Come. Give it to me, bitch. Give it
I
to
would
me.
Say you're a mixture between Coco and dead Coco.
Que bella Maluma.
So Oscar, I'm so excited you're here. We're gonna talk Drag Race España. I will say the listeners are hungry and thirsty for our All-Star 7 hot takes.
Oh girl. Yes. Are we ready for them hot takes?
Yeah, I think so. I think we gotta just give the people what they want a little bit. What I mean, look, I'm so excited for All-Star 7.
Me too. This is an all-winners season. Can you believe these queens said yes? And they're going to do it all over again.
I can't. I mean, we know that some of them are contractually obligated, but.
And you know, Jujubee, try to get in there. And they were like, you haven't won anything yet, Juju.
I will say this makes me want to do a, I think I've said this before, but like a robbed season. Just the robbed queens.
Okay, who would you add? Just give me five.
Robbed queens?
Yes.
Shangela. Uh-huh. Manila.
Okay.
Alyssa.
Okay.
Gigi Good. I don't think that's true, but I think she would be good for the cast.
Okay, cute.
I love Jada. I'm just saying, like, Gigi was fantastic.
No, I get it.
And yeah, I'll do four for now. I'll let you say some robbed queens.
Okay, great. Awesome. I'm going to give you Raven.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm going to give you Tatiana.
Thank you.
I'm gonna give you Jujubee.
That's funny. Okay.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You're a comedy queen.
I'm a comedy queen.
You'll never be glamour.
I'm a comedy queen. I'm gonna give you Kim Chi.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I'm gonna give you Naomi Smalls.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. Okay, if I have to add a fifth to
Aiden Zane.
No, ma'am. I would like to see her again. I like her very much.
I would love to see her growth. I want to see her growth.
Ew. Jesus Christ. Take her on a date first.
I would. Hey, Aiden, if you're listening.
Ooh.
You kind of cute, Aiden.
She is really cute. No, I would love to see her in another season. I wouldn't put her on the robbed season. But I guess Peppermint would also fit on the Rob season.
Peppermint, that's a good one.
She'd be good. Also because people just want to see her win. Us fans, we get off on the idea of all the top four of season 9 having a crown.
Yes. I would also add Valentina, too.
Oh, I love that. I love Valentina.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about it. I will say some of the newer additions to the cast, they're great.
Okay.
But I just think I would prefer deep dives into the history of the winners.
Interesting.
To me, Jada's too fresh. She's too fresh.
You think so?
I'm excited, but she's too fresh. I'm like, I just saw you on my TV.
Honestly, though, I do like Jada being there because, season 12 was such a cursed season because...
It was buried.
Because y'all know why.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see Jada in an untainted season, really showing off. And also, like, this was, like, pandemic season. It's just, like, a weird... The finale was just odd. So I'm happy that she's there. I'm so happy Evie's there. And I think the crop of queens are very varied. There's, like, all types of drag represented this season.
Yeah.
You got your fashion queens, your comedy queens, your weird fringe queens.
Yeah.
And then you got a British queen there too with the Vivian. What do you think of the Vivian being on the cast?
I like it. I think she's a good wild card. I also think Vivian is good at Drag Race. So she's not a winner who's not just simply, there's winners who aren't that good at Drag Race. She's fantastic at Drag Race.
Whoa, wind it back.
Okay.
What did you say? There are winners that aren't good on Drag Race.
Okay, that good at Drag Race. Honestly, the other two British winners both had like huge gaps in their Drag Race careers, like in terms of just like, you know, misses. Whereas Vivian was kind of good at everything.
Bitch. I couldn't even tell you who won UK3. I couldn't
you
even tell you.
You are fucked up.
I just remembered. But I literally was going to say Ella Vidae. But she didn't win.
No, she didn't.
It was Crystal, right?
It's Crystal.
Wow. No shade to Crystal, but oof, girl.
Yeah.
Where you at, girl?
That before before Rue put the crown on everyone's head, she makes them step on a scale.
On a scale. No wonder she loves Georges that much.
Ah, double digits. That's a winner.
Yeah.
So who else? Hot takes. Evie's also one that like not everyone likes Evie. I like Evie.
I love Evie. I think she's great. Listen, because here's the thing, too. Like, we have a lot of polish in this cast. We have a lot of, like, girls who are very worried about their sort of social media presence. Mm-hmm. Evie Oddly does not give a fuck. She's going to be messy. She's going to give us all the drama. I am here for Evie Oddly being in the cast. I'm also here for Raja being on the cast.
Oh, Raja, I can't wait. The most excited I am is for Raja.
She's someone that I really don't know how she's going to do. She could do very well, or she could do really, really badly.
She's not the best lip syncer. That's what I worry about.
She's not. But I mean, if it's All Stars rules, it's not really that imperative to be a good lip syncer. Like, as long as you don't suck in challenges. And I can't see her. I mean, I can't see her doing comedy challenges really well, but better than most of these queens, I don't think she.
Raja and Jinx are. I'm so excited they're there because they are from the true golden age of Drag Race. Like the true, they made this franchise what it is. But yeah, Raja will turn. I hope she turns on the runway. It looks, based on just all her promo looks and her interview looks, looks like she wants to turn.
Question: who's the best dressed in the promo look?
Ooh, we're looking at this diamond Eleganza. Oh, that is hard. I would, for my taste, oh God, it's between Monet and Raja for me.
Really?
For me, it's between Monet and Raja.
Interesting.
Who do you think?
For me, it's a tie between Shay and, even though I'm not crazy about this queen, Trinity the Tuck looks snatched.
She does look great. She looks like
incredible.
She's gonna like hang from the chandelier here because she is the chandelier here.
And just as problematic as Sia.
Ooh, wait. God damn it. True. I like Shay's look a lot, but I think I wanted to be surprised more. It's like it's incredible, but I'm it's just not a big Shay surprise, which I'm like, when she surprises, I live.
She looks so good. The body is so correct.
Like, to me, when she did the All Stars 5 nude gem look, with like the stacked necklaces.
Her iconic, her best look she's ever done.
That's the best look. That's one of the best looks in Drag Race history.
Absolutely.
So, this is great.
Going to win this for you? I want you to make a prediction right now, honey.
I really think it's Shay or Jinx. I really do.
Interesting.
Who do you think? Jinx if they skew comedy of heavy. Shay if they skew fashion.
I agree, weirdly enough, with you. I think it's between Shay and Jinx. They have it. I think Jinx might win over Shay, but it's going to be very, very close. A possible threat, weirdly enough, I think Monet has a lot to prove because she and Trinity are queens that shared their win.
The twinners.
One of them is going to outshine the other. And in my dreams, I would want Monet to be that queen to take it over Trinity. I'm rooting for Monet to win this personally,
but
I would be very happy with a Jinx victory.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. Monet should do amazing. Like
she's just like well rounded. You know what I mean?
Coming
like
for her size. Wow. That's.
No,
you don't
idiot.
Love her.
Anyway, she's well-rounded.
She is well-rounded.
She's gonna roll over her competition like a Katamari.
And Damacy?
I think, yeah, that's right.
Work.
I just think that she's like great at everything. So
again,
she
calling
really
her
stand
fat.
Out.
Wow, comparing her to Katamari Damacy. Wow.
And I think she's gonna squish the competition with the weight of her charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
I will say I have been consuming all this teaser interview stuff, and I have to tell you right now, if they do Snatch Game, the Vivian will win again.
Agreed. She's going to do well.
She's unbelievable.
I think the Vivian will do right in the middle. She's going to do okay.
I think she could go. I just can't. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I saw her impersonate Jinx. And I'm
you
not.
Did?
She impersonated Jinx in like an interview. And I was like, I'm not kidding. It was like DNA match 100%. Like it what? Was like. It,
how
it,
do you do that? How does.
It was crazy. Unbelievable.
That's
it was
witchcraft. Is what
uncanny. It was like she nailed that high, funny little voice.
Yeah,
you got.
Yeah, yeah.
She like nailed it way better than I'm doing right now. It was shocking. Where I, where
you're
I literally
doing
like
pretty good.
I like rewound it to be like that really came out of her mouth and not Jinx's. It,
wow.
So I mean, she's a shapeshifter. That one.
Listen, she's happy for the airtime.
She sure is. And the coins. She finally gets coins.
Well, she's trying to. She's
trying. Trying.
Let's
trying.
See. We wish her well.
Are there any surprise villains this season?
Trinity.
I said surprise.
Oh, surprise. I could see Raja being a surprise villain.
Yeah.
I could see also Evie just truly starting, just in the name of chaos, starting
shit. How fun if Raja brings back boogers. If she's just like, the rain.
Literally.
The tyranny of Heathers is back.
If she does bring boogers, who do you think she would include in the boogers category?
Wow.
Let's get messy.
Who's the booger here? I have to honestly say there is not a single booger here.
Wow.
Like,
okay, Panther Queen. Okay.
Because even
World Peace. Okay.
I want to say Evie, but we already know Evie's going to turn it. Like, yeah. I love hearing her talk about drag. She's so passionate about point of view of drag. Mm-hmm. She's not gonna let and she has something to prove because people like to discount Evie. Like there's no way she's gonna falter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm excited for Evie. I do think she will be the first to go. I'm so sorry to say that, because you know I love me some Oddly. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, for this competition, I think she might be the first to go.
Okay.
But that's crazy. I just can't believe that these queens all said yes, like to the potential to potentially have their legacy ruined by going home.
That's
not true, because a lot of these queens actually went home. Trinity, Monet, all the girls that competed in All Stars all have gone home. But then to do it again after winning feels Looney Tunes.
I don't know what the twist is, but I do know that
there's a
Jinx
twist.
Specifically said, the only reason I agreed to do it is because of the format change.
Oh.
So.
Where did you read this?
This was in an interview, and I don't think she was supposed to say this, but they were like, yeah, there is a format change. And then Jinx was like, and that's kind of why I said yes, because of the format change.
Now you got me all curious.
I don't know if queens are going home.
What, girl?
Rumors. I don't know if this is true, but I've heard no one's going home, and it is a point system. This is a rumor. This is the rumor I heard. I don't know if it's true.
Hmm.
It's points. It's like notches on the bedpost, baby. It's just like, it's also would explain why the cast is very small. 8 people is a small cast.
True.
You know?
Curiouser and curiouser.
We'll see.
This is very strange. Point system. Interesting.
Point system, baby.
Well, I mean, I guess I would give incentive for the queens to say yes to the show.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Because
like,
if
not,
they were to
go home,
then, yeah.
Right?
That would suck. Yeah.
That would suck. That would be trash.
Interesting.
Inch. Well, we're going to dive deep into this episode of Drag Race España.
Yes.
But first, silence, Oscar.
Already?
Yeah, already. I feel like taking a break. I'm tired.
You are tired, bitch.
Don't come for my look.
Que bella.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability, and I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right, BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp. HELP.com/dragher. Bring back my break. We are back. We're talking Quebeya Paruda.
No, it's Maluma.
Maluma, sorry. How funny that this episode starts with a disclaimer about Veronica Forqué.
Oh, wow, weird.
Because she
who was
passed.
A character they did in Snatch Game, yeah?
Yeah, they sure did. I think Sharon played her.
That's right.
And she's passed on to the great beyond, and they did not know that, so they finally had to put a very hilarious disclaimer. I just want to say, I don't think Drag Race America would do this. They would just be like,
no.
They would just do it.
Not at all.
They don't care when people die. Whitney Houston, Anna Nicole, they don't give a shit when people die.
Nothing is sacred in America is a thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's
nothing
true.
Nothing is sacred.
No.
So, you know,
except
shout out
for
to
what?
Veronica, rest in peace.
Money and cock. No, money and cock is sacred in America.
Whoa. I guess so. Money definitely over. Yeah, I guess cock too.
Yeah. I mean, that's the holy, I don't need a trinity. All I need is the name of the holy cock. You know what? I'll add the balls. The money, the cock, and the holy balls.
What about the butt? What about the ass?
Oh my God, I forgot about ass. I love ass.
Do you? Because you, it didn't even come up. I would say ass, ass above dick.
Okay, well, there we go. Below there's your
dick.
King.
That's my holy trinity. End that order. Ass, dick, balls.
Oh, I think it's dick, ass, balls for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute.
Yeah.
So listeners, take that as you will. That's our preference.
Love.
Fill in the blanks.
Love to know. Love to know it. Love to, and you know, and that could change, you know? My generally
could change.
My horny tastes really are, I mean, it's like yogurt land for me. You know, you just don't know. One day you show up and you're like, yes, tart. I'm going tart. But then one day you're like, am I gonna go like s'mores? Am I gonna get s'mores today?
Is this a sponsored podcast?
No. Everyone knows that I go to Yogurt Milk Land. Bar. I prefer the sweets at Milk Bar. Milk Bar is fantastic. I'm serious, Milk Bar. You need to. Do you love Milk Bar, Oscar?
Because I don't
you
need know to get what that into is.
It. Oh my God, it's the best fucking desserts in the world, and they deliver right to your door, and you can get a little bit of money off by using promo code DRAGHER. Okay.
Well done. Well done. You know what? Hats off to you, bitch. Good job.
Bitch, they sent me a strawberry. They just made my ass 10 pounds fatter because they sent me a strawberry shortcake cake.
Stop it.
And I ate half of it.
Share the wealth, bitch. Mail it back.
Oh, I have some truffles. I'll give you some of my strawberry shortcake truffles that are to die for.
I'm down.
Okay.
Thank you, Milk Bar.
So we're back in. We've said goodbye to our 18-year-old.
I know.
Jota. It was the right call, though.
It was definitely the right call. It was her time to go. The queens are lamenting and also celebrating Estrella's win, who deserved win last week.
Yeah, this was deserved. I was here for it.
Okay, cute. I would have given it to Sharon, but she can't win every single challenge. She just can't.
I wouldn't have given her this week's win, I don't think, but...
Excuse me?
I was between her and Benedita.
You would have given it to Benedita?
Yeah, but that's... Okay, here's what's hard about Snatch Game in a different language.
Yeah.
Like, what makes me laugh is different because I found that Benedita's comedy was a little... It just translated easier to someone who does not speak Spanish, like myself. Whereas I think understanding who Veronica Forqué is made that impersonation funnier to Spanish speakers.
But I didn't know who the fuck Veronica Forqué was at all.
And you
but
lived.
The way that she transformed and the fact that she was very funny the entire time, impressive to me. That was a deserved win for Sharon.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh, they're going to give it to Benedetta because she can't win everything, but I'm very glad they gave it to Sharon.
She did transform. Like, I could, and her makeup is insane because she does that a lot.
She's a chameleon.
She really
transforms her face every week.
She really does. The evil doll looks. I mean, all
even
of these.
Even this look this week, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's insanely talented.
She's a chameleon of drag. I love it.
Yeah, she's impressive, I gotta say. Even though, weird history. But,
true. I mean, we said she transforms. I mean, she...
I'll tell you what.
Gulp? Gulp?
She's a transformer. No, she's a Trigsformer.
yes.
Trigsformers.
Yeah, Trigformer for sure.
I mean, more than meets the girl.
Robots, yes, in disguise.
So here we are. Mini challenge is, this is so weird. First of all.
This is so odd. What an odd thing to do.
These girls are so hungry for cock. I mean, the VPL on these go-go boys is...
What's VPL?
Visible penis line. You didn't know what VPL means? Are you gay?
I'm Colombian. No, I'm not.
The way they highlight dick line.
VPL, interesting.
The way they highlight dick line on this series is like, wow. They don't
censor it. We could see... Everything that one of them was packing.
Yeah, every tidbit. And I liked it. It made me hungry.
And didn't Judici sort of shade one of them by being like, there's nothing there? That was very funny.
I think so. But here's what's so fucked up. He's like, he smashed into those underwear. You don't know exactly how it's all coming together.
True.
Just one guy's junk is more just out there. Out there.
I will say one of them had the better ass. Mm-hmm. You know that I do truly, that's truly what I care about. So I was living, even though he, I guess, didn't have a VPL that was desirable. He definitely had an ASS.
He had a bunda. He had a bunda. Yeah. You know, and that's what makes the world go round.
And he had a sweet smile too.
You're right.
Very sweet.
You're right. You know, and that's what makes the world go round. It's like you. Oh man, yeah. We need both. We need both.
We need both. We need it all. We're greedy. Mm-hmm. We're greedy capitalists. Give it to us.
I want to say capitalist, but what's the point? There's no point to that pun. Why would I say that?
No. I don't know why. Censor yourself next time, please. So they had to do. They had to memorize. This is my worst nightmare, by the way. They have to memorize a poem, Spanish poem,
and get in drag.
And get in drag, quick drag.
Madness.
And they had a huge fan blow. Why? I don't know. I don't know what this is. As someone who is has the worst memory of all time.
This
is a nightmare for me. How do you think you would do in this challenge?
I would do okay. My memory's okay. But it's not about memorizing. It's about being fun while you're shitting the bed. That's what this is actually about.
True. That I could do.
Yes, I've seen it. Seen it quite a bit.
Yeah, in the sketch show that you cast me in.
I do think, I think this is all about fun and stupidity. There is hats on hats on hats, like very Boy George. Why are we stacking so many hats on top of themselves? But
do you really want to hurt me? I guess so.
You really do want to make me cry, bitch. But yeah, this is fun and dumb. They're getting into quick drag. They're trying to memorize. Very fun when they're trying to zip up Onyx into this suit that does not fit.
Oh my God, it does not fit at all. Poor
they are
Onyx.
Just holding her dick while they are trying to zip her up. I was like, the invasion. I mean, when you do drag like this, you let go of any personal bubble.
I mean, they truly are sisters. So, you know, they're just, there's no shame there.
Yeah, and sister dick, it does make you sick. So, and it does not make you thick. Sister dick, we all
Dr.
know
Seuss?
This.
Dr. Seuss? Is that you, Dr. Seuss?
So think quick.
I will not have dick in a car. I will not have dick near or far. I will have dick in a house. I will have dick with a mouse.
I could have dick on top of a house. I could not have dick next to a mouse.
You just used my rhyme.
I'm working. Let me build on it. I do prefer dick wearing a blouse. I have no dick to suck right now, you wicked louse. I can suck dick when I'm... I can...
When I am horny.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Finish the couplet.
I do suck dick even when it's corny.
Yeah! Look at us. Hire us for your children's parties.
Oh, my God. I can suck dick while balancing on a log.
Uh-huh. My favorite kind of dick to suck is a hog.
Now we're canceled, Oscar.
Why?
I know you're talking about hog in the literal sense, but someone thought it was a bestiality reference. It's a whole thing. So
that's funny.
They're getting stupid. Yeah, the wind is a drag race trope, which I think we're done with.
Yeah. I think no one looks better blown than Jasmine Masters in season 7.
Ah, that is true. That is true.
You just can't top that. Sorry.
If anyone looks better blown, it's one of these pit crew members. Do you know what I mean? That would be the treat. That would be the reason for the season. Whatever. Someone wins. It does not matter.
I don't even remember who the freak wins. I don't know.
There's no benefit. There's no win.
There's no benefit.
It doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah.
But
do they even get a prize?
Oh, maybe. Maybe someone did. Maybe it was it Onyx? Because she was
Onyx.
Like, I think Onyx did win the mini challenge because she was just, she was fucking up the most and like literally like having fun with her lines.
Yeah. A triple Gemini.
Triple Gemini.
Do you know your three signs?
I don't know. I know that.
You're Virgo.
I don't
That's
know.
For
I know
damn
I'm a Virgo,
sure.
But then the other ones like kind of explain my weirder creativeness.
I could see you be a triple Virgo. I'd believe that.
You know, I'm weirdly not. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it being something. I remember it being something else. Like because I remember it just like explaining how I'm like I'm a Virgo, but I'm also a fucking mess.
Okay.
I'm somehow both. Okay. So they're pitching their snatch of games. We already had Diamante pitch RuPaul, and oh my God.
Yikes. Oh Lord. We know as soon as you utter the words RuPaul first snatch game, it's over for you.
What blows me away is that it can be done. I'm positive it can be done.
How? Okay, pitch me ideas on how RuPaul could work.
Okay, so Boy Ru. Boy Ru is always a therapist. So they should always be turning the questions into opportunities to probe, like, and how did that make you feel being a young person out there creating your own frequency? I think you can therapize. Okay. I think you can quote things like, you know, we as gay people, we get to choose our family. I think you have to use those quotes from the legacy. I think you have to push your own CD. I know we've tried that in the past.
Sure.
I think
I'm teeing, but I'm not guffawing, Mono.
That's true. I think you can make fun of your whore friend, Michelle Visage.
Okay. I'm getting that.
And maybe even lean into how old she is. Just being like, well, you know, when I rode in the world's first car, the Ford Model T.
Okay. Maybe we're old. There. We're getting there. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
old.
Yeah.
What any instead, other pitches?
For Boy Ru, I mean, I did get excited that we saw that Diamante wore that fucking mask that she wore.
The season 12 finale mask.
I mean, it was very funny and bold, to be sure. But she decided to do something that was like, I'm just going to make fun of her being an American. Mm-hmm. Which I was like, no, girl. No, that's not funny.
No, why wasn't that funny.
Why would you do that? I don't know what I would have done. I just want to touch RuPaul, straight up.
You want to touch RuPaul?
I don't want to.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, it is a harder thing to make funny.
It's just tough because it's her show. And like, I don't know.
And
I don't think RuPaul is necessarily funny.
No, she's like a multifaceted, well-rounded person. So like,
yeah.
I don't, and we see all so many sides of her that like, you have to pick one direction and go hard.
And it would probably be that she's old. That's probably, that's the safest sort of dig that you can say about RuPaul.
That is the safest dig. I know, right? Because, I mean, you don't want to go in a way, like, this franchise is built on her. Like, how are you really going to roast her?
Yeah, it's just bold.
It's bold.
It's just very fucking bold.
We have a little...
And didn't work out, so, you know.
It sure didn't. It sure didn't. So we have a little bit of All-Stars 4 flashbacks here because we have people going back and forth on...
Yes.
Wait, I want to do this character, The Neighbors... Which is, I don't know, what the fuck is The Neighbors
that is
from?
Either. You know, we should do our research.
We should
have a research
You'd
department.
Think
straight up.
The Neighbors.
Well, it's like Valencia's neighbor or something like that.
Valencia. Okay.
I could be wrong.
I think you're, was it? Bitch, yeah, it was.
Let's rewind that back. What is,
I will try. We'll try. This is a struggle bus right now. This is a struggle bus. I will say that they're fighting over it. It doesn't seem like that strong of a character, but
yeah,
the judges seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Drag Setlas just genuinely picks the wrong person.
Ooh, I know. Especially after making Supreme laugh at the other character.
I know.
Girl, why did you do that?
Valencia's Neighbors. Now,
yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that is what you said. Valencia, but it's not helping us in the Google search. I'm guessing it is a very funny sitcom.
Wow. I guess so, but it's also such a small little reference.
It is.
That we can't even find it online.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good that we cannot find it online. Whatever. They fight over it. No, it's not worth anyone's time. I will say greedily, I just wanted to see bigger references that I knew.
I guess you're right.
This isn't my show, though.
Fair. The only person that I knew was Miguel Bosé, who Benedita did. And he's like a singer, like, I want to say like 80s. I mean, maybe even before that. But like an 80s singer who's like an anti-vax person.
I can't believe
right now
that they went with that angle, too. And it worked.
And it worked.
So I almost thought extra points for that, of like making something so uncomfortable funny, points.
That's true. But yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, she was funny. Miguel Bosé, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's go
so
down the
just,
line.
Just quick, I just want to say a who's who, okay? So Drag Setlas played Carmen Lomana,
yeah,
who is a television host, but she's mostly known as a socialite. So just like a rich bitch. She also passed away.
She did?
In 1999. So, I thought she's like a widow.
Recently.
She's
what?
Not dead.
Okay.
I'm just reading this off of Wikipedia.
Our research team. Sorry, everyone. Research. We're firing research.
See.
So,
yeah,
let's
she's
talk
a socialite.
About how to make that
Setlas
funnier, because I can't recall a single joke.
No, she was not. No, she wasn't funny at all.
With it's like the Paris Hilton curse. Socialite can be a hard thing to make funny, and I think you have to go absurd.
Yeah, I say that, like, I mean, how would you make her funny? I would just say how rich she is, how above it all she is.
Yeah, I would try to probably skew Queen of Versailles and try to highlight
what the okay, cool.
Well, she has a new reality show. She has a new reality show. But I'm just trying to skew ultra rich and then make a parody of the things I don't understand. Like in Arrested Development, when Lucille Bluth thinks a banana costs $10.
I mean, that's the angle. I think that's the angle. Also, maybe talk about the plastic surgery you've done. That's always really fun.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And out of touch with people she is. So, yeah, I think that is the angle of just being like, yeah, how much does this cost?
Right,
$5
and
billion
I think
dollars?
Have fun highlighting that, right? It's like, we all know vampire blood facials are real, so like,
yeah,
I would say go further with that and be like, ostrich blood facials, I get platypus fat injected into my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, have fun being a little more absurd than sensical with the plastic
it's
surgery
just like,
story.
Yeah, you just know, like, Snatch Game is be silly, be crazy.
Yeah.
And Drag Setlas did not do that. Okay, moving on to the next bitch. We have Estrella Extravaganza, who's playing Paquita Salas, which is a character on a TV show created by the Javiers, which is very interesting.
Oh,
it's on Netflix, so you can watch it on that. Yeah, which is an interesting move. First of all, fictional characters are kind of interesting because in the U.S. they don't really do that.
Right.
You know? But I think because this is a property by the Javiers who, you know, host Drag Race España, I think it's okay.
Uh-huh.
So what did you think of Carmen Extravaganza, Estrella Extravaganza as Paquita Salas?
I mean, truly, I was watching, like, bitch, I was like a fucking hawk at sunrise. I was looking for snacks. I was looking to eat. And I did have a hard time enjoying the comedy. Now, I think that is obviously a big, big part of it is like what's funny in a different language.
Sure, of course.
And I don't understand these reference points.
But I would say compared to the first Drag Race España, I think that was a far superior Snatch Game than this season.
Wait, was it? Wasn't that when like there was like a weird... wait, where was the one where there was like a weird comedian like stepping on everyone's toes? Was that España?
I think that was Italia.
Oh, Italia was a fucking
yes,
mess.
Yes, Italia. You're thinking of Italia. No. España, Snatch Game for the first season of España was actually a home run to me. Uh-huh. There were really, really, really funny characters. So.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Work.
Work.
But I would say Paquita Salas. I mean, she did look like Paquita Salas. She's like an agent or something like that. That's like her character. I think she did okay to, non-memorable.
Can you remember any funny things she said?
No. Not at all. But I do give it up for Miss Estrella for playing it smart by sucking up to the Javiers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bold move.
It's a bold move. It could go either way. What about Marina as Antonia Delante, who is apparently Italian?
Yes, she's an Italian. Interesting. She's not even on Wikipedia at all, so I don't even fucking
You're
know who
kidding.
The fuck she is.
You're kidding.
Yeah, she's not on it. So
Jesus
she must be
Christ.
A very specific reference. But yeah, I guess she's Italian. What did you think of Marina's?
Nothing. They didn't show any of her. They didn't show anything. And on top of that, you're right. It is hard to find anything about her.
Yeah. She's a model. That's all I know. She looks fucking fierce.
She looks fierce. Again, that's hard to make funny.
There's nothing there.
Yeah. This was not a very good snatch game.
Unfortunately, no. Giurigi Dercli. I thought she was funny. Who the fuck is...
Isabel. So she was Isabel, who is apparently one of Valencia's neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know what the reference is. But I thought she did a good job. I think Giurigi, as you like
Giurigi
to call her.
Giurigi is not my lover.
No.
Oh,
no,
right. I forgot. Sorry. I forgot. Sorry.
He's cursed. Giurigi, I think, did a good job. It's surprising because I didn't think... there was a lot of reference to urine, which I'm like, what? And a plastic bag. I mean, I don't really get it.
Mess.
But I thought it was better than most.
Well, you know, she did a good job just I kind of likened it to like to Derek Barry in Snatch Game.
Okay.
Because Derek Barry did not do a great job impersonating anyone, but she was having fun responding.
Yeah.
And I think that boded well for Giurigi because she was like actually responding and like having a good time with the judges, which is better than freezing and just not knowing what to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think she did a good job. She held her own. Hats off to her. Let's talk about Sharon.
Sharon, who, she did transform. She transformed.
I mean,
unrecognizable.
No one came close, in my opinion.
I think you're right.
To Sharon. She was an actor. She won a Goya Award, which is like the Oscars of Spain.
Ooh.
She's a dancer. I'm looking at her picture right now, and it's uncanny. Uncanny.
Yeah.
The way that she looks like, the way Sharon looked like her.
Sorry, but Benedita's making me laugh. Just look, both of them, like, you can look at their face and kind of laugh.
I mean, they both transformed for sure.
And it does translate. The character translates
past
the language barrier where you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
You, Benedita, you're a weird old dirty man.
Mm-hmm.
And Veronica, you're kind of a Spanish Valerie Cherish type. Like,
oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Kind of like chipper and desperate in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
now we got to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Onyx as Joanna of Castile, aka Joanna the Mad, Joanna la Loca.
Is this a historical figure?
Girl, it is the same fate as Hugacio Crujiente in season one.
Because he was Mona Lisa.
Figure, exactly.
Yeah.
A historical figure that's a sort of a deep cut that just was not... funny.
But here's what pisses me off. Historical figure is such a gift. Like,
absolutely.
You just have to pick an adjective and pair it with the person. Like, horny Cleopatra, there's a comedic game. Mm-hmm. Or you can steal what Ben de la Creme did and literally be like, what the fuck is going on? What are these bright space lights hovering above us? What wizardry is this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, how would you diagnose this, right? Because she can pick any adjective and pair it with this person.
I think that's the easier route. It's a bit of a gamble if you're not funny, though. And that's the big thing about Snatch Game. It's like, these queens that aren't funny, bitch, honestly, truly, nothing can save them. Because that's the thing with Onyx. Onyx overprepared.
What's her name?
Didn't say any.
Juana Reina de la Loca. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
She was overly prepared, and that's the problem with Snatch Game. You cannot overly prepare. That was the curse of season 14. Learn something from this. I'm quoting Tyra Banks right here. And you have to approach Snatch Game like an improv challenge.
Yeah.
You don't even have to fucking look like the person at all. You just have to be funny. You just have to volley whatever the hosts are saying. And unfortunately for a lot of these queens, they weren't able to volley.
Mm-hmm.
Benedita, volleyed.
Yeah.
Sharon, volleyed. Mm-hmm. I would say even Estrella volleyed. That's why they were successful.
Yeah.
The other queens can't volley and they can't win. That's, to me, it's not even about like picking an adjective. It's not even about that. It's about, are you quick enough on your toes to go toe-to-toe with the host?
That's true. You do have to just like yes and in the moment. And
absolutely.
You do have to just like have a... Yeah, they can't see the fear in your eyes. And because the fear...
And if they do, game over, bitch. I'm sorry, but you're done. You're
such
cooked.
A mean thing. Ooh, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But first...
Oh, you slapped me.
I had to stop your screaming.
Well, you slapped me in my ass.
I had to stop your whole screaming. let us take a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under
podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
Bring back my break! Okay, we're back. Anything left
Bring
to say?
Back
on-
okay. My
break. Oh, here. Okay, here she goes. Anything left to say on this Snatch game that's cursed?
It's a bit. It's not the worst Snatch game I've ever seen. It's not the best Snatch game I've ever seen. And in that, that's probably the downfall.
Yeah.
It's just not memorable.
Yeah, there's not even a smoosh or a memorable train wreck.
You know what I mean? Because even like the bad ones are fun because they're so bad.
And I love Snatch Game. I know a lot of people are done with it, but I genuinely think...
No, it's the staple of... It's the foundation of the show.
It is a great canvas
for
your ability to like paint live or like sing on the spot. I think it is so... I think it's an important skill. Maybe I'm biased because I know I could do it well, but as opposed to some of these other things.
You think you can do it well, yeah.
That's true, right? Like
Listen, I'll say that if I were ever a contestant on Drag Race and if I did Snatch Game, I know my legacy would be like the comedy queen showing up and just like fucking up Snatch Game. I know it. I just know it.
That's wild.
Because we could all sit at the comfort of our homes and be like, this is how we can make it better, blah, blah, blah. But you don't know what it's like to
look,
be on the damn
we've
show.
Had, we, look, we both have done a lot of improv. And sometimes your pussy's more on fire. Like that,
yeah.
It is a really hard thing to harness. Like sometimes you're just like, you ever just wake up and you're like, oh, I'm funny today. I know I do.
Wait, what do you mean?
I wake up some days and I'm like, oh, I'm funnier today. I just feel it. Like, I just feel the
juju. So inversely, do you sometimes wake up and you're like, I'm not funny today?
Yes!
Interesting.
Yes, some days I'm just like, I just feel the juice. I feel the juju. And I think that is...
I mean, you feel the Judy G.
I do feel the Jury G. Darkly. for everyone, folks. How you doing, folks? Jury G.
Oh, no, not this character.
Not this. See? See? I told you I'd wake up unfunnier.
But I think it's, for me, it's just different because, like, it's all a social thing. Like, when I'm with a group of people and I feel like people are like, oh, wow, like, I feel like I'm on one, that's when I'm like, okay, I feel good. But, girl, there are some times where I'm with people who just literally have a fire extinguisher and extinguish my burning pussy. It just is
absolutely
like that. Or they are just like, we're not having that or you or any inch of you at all.
I was at a gay...
And I'm like, okay, fuck my drag. Literally fuck my drag. I'm not funny. I'm going to go home.
I was at a gay bar last night literally talking to someone and literally I was like, oh my God, you are criminally unfun. Like,
to you? You said it yourself?
I just said it silently in my brain.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, oh, you're the opposite of fun. Like, I... And I'm gonna
wait. Why? Why did you think that?
They just had a way of crashing every topic, or just not knowing how to like throw it back, and it blew my mind because I was like, "You're gay.
You have to be fun. Like, you, I'm sorry. You
girl,
have to
that
be
is
fun.
A fallacy. What piece of fiction are you reading? Not all gay people are funny.
I okay? know, but I'm surrounded.
And I'm going to go on record saying that. Just because you're queer don't make you funny, okay? But I have seen some of the most sour pussies, wet blanket ooh. People I have ever met in my entire life are queer. So...
Sour pussies.
Somebody, don't be spreading no gossip like
sour
that. Sour
pussies. No yeah.
I think I will say I feel like I feel. Shut up for a second.
Okay, that's true. That's fair. You know what?
And I will say that I think people with trauma are funny. You, people who've lived life are funny.
You should be funny. There's this clip of Jennifer Coolidge going around, and it made me feel so good that she's she's just like, you know, I don't know what she basically says, like, you know, a lot of hot people aren't that interesting, and that's great, but I would rather be interesting and weird looking. And I was like, bitch, work.
Truly. I mean, there is a reason why the gays love Miss Coolidge.
I mean, it gave me power. It gave me power. You know, I think we're cuties, but I think I'm okay prioritizing my brain over my body.
Yeah.
My brain is
as
sexy.
As you can see. Check the resume.
But honestly,
this
bitch,
ugly ass motherfucker is funny.
Shut up. I mean, I speak for us both when I say, like, we have sexy brains.
Okay.
We're fun. We're funny.
Okay.
We're stupid. We're light. We're irreverent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more important
than looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and like Jennifer Coolidge says, I like that where this has become the Church of Coolidge. I mean, she was like, that sounds nice. I mean, she's like, that's great. She's like, if you're hot, that's fucking cool. Like, congrats. Yeah. It's great news, especially if you're fucking that hot person. It's great news.
True.
But I mean,
I agree. I think, there are some attractive people that are funny, and that just like breaks the matrix for me.
Yeah. Who are better yet? I hate that.
Hot people. You know what I actually do hate the most is hot people who are also nice. I just don't get it. I'm like, huh?
I know.
It's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. It's like, what a treat. But like, I just don't get that. Like, for example, this is a friend of ours that we both know. Amy Hessler, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Is someone who is like the most beautiful human alive, who is also one of the nicest people. And I'm like, what? I will say Taylor Perez, who plays Shane on Minx, on HBO Max's Minx, which y'all should be watching,
yes,
is one of those people who is like just the hottest human being to ever exist, who is also very funny.
Yeah.
And very nice. And I hate that.
Ugh.
Taylor, why the fuck are you so nice?
Horrible.
I don't get it.
Lisa Gilroy, Matteo Lane.
Oh my God.
I mean, the list goes on. There's hot, gorgeous people. And that are fun and funny.
Yeah.
You know.
Rude. It's just rude.
It is rude. But you know what? The older I get, the more I am happy for what I'm genuinely happy for what people serve, because I know what I serve is so special.
That's true. And if you ask the right person, they will tell you that you and I are hot.
Girl.
And mean.
I am
so,
feeling.
There you
I
go.
Am feeling my oats lately. I think
okay,
I am
and you
hot
should, bitch.
Shit. I know.
And you should.
I have no qualms feeling it. I am.
I've hung out with you lately. I've seen the way you strut
you
around,
feel it.
Bitch.
Bitch,
yeah.
I am the Fred Flintstone of your fantasies.
Girl.
I give you thick caveman Gorgiana, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you chocolate fudge double thick cakes.
Girl.
You just gotta order it, baby. You just
lies
gotta be in the mood.
Lies not detected. Absolutely, girl.
Unlike Shatar on the polygraph.
Girl.
You're just jealous of me because all my friends that know me say I remind them of Beyonce.
Wait, but have you seen that picture that's going on Twitter? The side by side of her
yes,
and Beyonce.
Yes.
Now hold up. Wait a
fantastic.
Minute.
Fantastic. Now hold up. Wait a minute. It's very funny. That is cursed, and it is very funny. And now I follow Hottie.Shatar on Instagram.
work.
It is a thrill ride. It is a fall down the rabbit hole of madness, mm-hmm. confusion, and confidence, and I highly recommend it.
Honestly, and what a way to live.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you know what
it's liberating.
It's just like, oh my God, to be confident and delusional.
I know.
Like, that is the way to live. Maybe that's why I'm attracted to drag queens so much, because they are those things. They are, no matter what the fuck they look like, they are delusional and confident. My God.
I know.
If I could live that way, that's what I'm envious of, to be truly honest, real fact, real tea. I want to get to that level of being so delusional that I just think that I'm the shit.
Yeah, and I mean, it for queer people, it's easy, because it's almost like it's a form of survival too, right?
Absolutely. You're creating your own narrative when the narrative doesn't include you.
And that's why the best drag queens fall outside of mm-hmm. the traditional rules of attraction.
Absolutely.
They are special, and they pursue the art form that validates that.
I love that. Don't you just love being gay?
I do. I used to think it was a curse. And
girl,
was I wrong?
Could you imagine us as straight men?
Oh my God. Yuck. I would be horrible. Can you imagine me having these fucking cakes in the back of my body and being straight?
Oh, what a shame.
I just saw a gorgeous thick man who was straight and talking to his wife, and I was like, I am
sad
that your ass never gets sucked.
I have said it. Well, that's not true. An ass can get sucked.
Just like Maluma, I knew this person. I knew the sucking habits of this person by doing a body scan.
That's the thing. It's like, just the thing that you were robbed of, having such great tools and never having to use them.
Okay.
What a shame.
Let's get into this runway. Let's go ahead and talk about.
Oh, let's talk about Supreme's look. Do we like? Do we loathe?
Somewhere in the middle. It's a real love-hate relationship for me.
Speak on it. What works? What doesn't work?
It's Cyndi Lauper. It's kind of Cyndi Lauper on MDMA. I would chirp it. It's kind of insane, though. This Dr. Wily wig she's wearing.
Girl,
get your mega booster cannon, because
facts.
I knew I should have beat Leaf Man first. What do you think?
It's the same problem that I have with Supreme. It's like, the dress works and the wigs don't. Someone help her with the wig story. It's not that it's bad, because it can work. It just doesn't
the more
work
I look
with
at
the
it,
dress she has.
The more I look at it, I think it might be bad.
The wig is bad. Also, the bottom of the dress is not constructed very well, and maybe the look is supposed to be messy, but I'm not living. Are you?
It's very 80s, so
sure.
I guess you could argue the wig is like a very blondie homage.
All I see is Dr. Wily.
I mean,
that's all I'm seeing now.
I get it.
I'm sorry. I will say the MVP of the judges panel is Anna Locking.
Yes, she does look
truly
great.
Living that Ariana Grande fantasy.
The Javiers are cute as hell. I gotta give them that.
Yeah, they always are. They always are. But to me, the star was Anna Locking. She just looked 10 out of 10.
But I hear you, though, because I think you are right. Like, because when I see Supreme, all I want to do is call my dog RC over and hop right away from this stage. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be here.
Work, bitch. I'm about to roll. I am roll. And I'm about to clean up this mess that is Supreme Deluxe.
Bitch, I wish Proto Man would show up and blast me to bits, because I don't want to see this anymore. God, I hope the three video game gays enjoyed that.
Mighty number 9, more like mighty number no.
That's good. Oh my God. Oh, Mega Man XXXXX.
Ooh!
Me out of here.
Three X's and you're done.
Girl. Okay, let's go ahead and chirp and burp the Spanish Dolls runway. A fantastic prompt, I'm going to go ahead and say.
I love this.
What the fuck? Marina slays immediately wearing a disco ball on her head. And then it gets better.
Yes, it gets much better. I mean, to keep the theme of video games. This is giving me very Space Channel 5 fantasy.
Ooh, yeah. I'm getting Jet Set Radio.
Dreamcast nerds.
Jet Set Absolutely. Radio. I mean,
it's cute. It's very cute. It's her own creation, but like, what a fun look. That wig is so fucking
cute. That wig,
it's very cool.
Is stunning and stupid, which is impossible intersection. She has balloon tits. She pops.
Incredible. And then the hair, which I'm like, okay, I don't really get this, but sure. I'm
moving the hair around. Some of it falls off. This is.
I can see this doll being manufactured and sold internationally.
Absolutely, this is an absolute chirp. It is so dumb and fun. If she only wore the disco ball, I would have been fine with it too.
Yes, true. Very true. Very, very true.
Chirp.
That's a good fashion queen for sure. Okay, Diamante Mary Brown. What do you think?
It's a little voodoo. There's a devil on her back.
It's a reference to a song from La Reja de Van Gogh, which is a Spanish.
Okay.
Rock band. I don't know the song, so I don't really get the reference, but it's very sort of okay.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
I like parts of it. Her makeup is still lacking, and I
know her makeup is not the best.
And the bonnet, I don't care that you're wearing a bonnet, you need a wig under that bonnet.
You do. It's feeling a little incomplete to me. I do like the color story.
I love
but again,
the pieces.
It's just a little basic to me.
I love the pieces, but something's off.
Yeah.
I wonder.
But isn't isn't that the case for all of her, most of her looks?
Yes.
I would say?
You can say all.
No, I won't say all because I liked her spooky drag.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty amazing. Yeah, I like the X'd out eyes thing. She kind of overplays it. I like the button.
Yeah.
I will say.
I mean, I'm not. Yeah.
I'm
not crazy about the voodoo reference because to me that feels like a microaggression, but that's fine.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a chirp or a burp?
It's a burp.
Damn. Yeah, it's a burp.
It's a burp for me. It's just, I've kind of seen this, so it's not doing anything.
She's
new
done already a couple like spooky raggedy things. It's like, girl,
okay.
Are you doing a raggedy doll or are you raggedy?
Ooh, girl.
Drag
set less showing up as like just a naked Barbie doll.
Yes. What in the Trixie Mattel?
Girl, Trixie Wishes.
I mean, this is stunning. I like that she's representing the non-binary community.
Absolutely unbelievable. What a statement. This, to me, feels like a work of art. Like, this could be in a gallery somewhere. This is like important drag, I think. And you know, not to overplay this, but I do think that this is very, very important. What an incredible statement about dolls and, first of all, dolls being so gendered, historically speaking, and for her to show up being like, yeah, inherently dolls are not gendered. What the fuck is everyone doing, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. I live for the message. She looks fucking cute from head to toe. This is a caca.
I love it. I kind of thought she would have like a piece of clothes to put on top of it because she had like, she had the bag and I was like, oh, cool. She's going to like pull something out and put something on.
No, I like it like that. I like the statement it's making.
But can I finish? Can I finish?
You can start making your point. Sure.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to be given space. I just thought it could have been fun if she brought something out and put it on. It just could have been fun and dynamic.
Okay, even if it's I hear what you're saying.
Even if it's like paper doll clothes, like, oh, that's cool. We're still playing with the fact that like everyone gender is absolutely open. But yeah, it is absolute chirp.
If she does have like little outfits, paper doll outfits, I would want her to wear like boys' clothes and then girls' clothes and to be like, see, it's the same. It doesn't matter. So,
yeah,
because
I like
do
that.
Like the message of this look more than just the aesthetic.
Yeah, I like that. Like a little a place on mustache, a place on skirt, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cute. So we have Onyx giving.
Yeah, looking like a porcelain doll.
Very Annabelle. Very that.
Very Annabelle, you're right.
She's giving Annabelle.
Very Annabelle. She's giving something that I would find at a grandmother's house, very Victorian haunted doll.
I wonder if
her makeup is also very porcelainy, you know.
She also transforms. I love her makeup.
She does.
I almost wonder if she should have dropped the staccato doll movement and just stomped the runway at some point.
I guess so.
I don't know. It's definitely...
I'm not... You know, I'm going to say I'm not crazy about this look.
Wow, I like
it. As much as I love Onyx, this isn't Onyx to me. This feels like Onyx trying to do some other queen's look.
Yeah, it's a little bit Onyx Coco Montrese, the remix. Ooh. I do love it. I have to chirp it. I'm like, the details are too good to me. Like,
yeah, no, it's a great look. I just don't feel like that's authentic to Onyx's drag. I'm going to burp it. It's also not as complex as her other looks. I would have loved to see an Onyx show up as like an action figure, like sort of like a G.I. Joe sort of action figure. Like, that's to me what Onyx is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, it's good. It's just not Onyx. And maybe that's unfair, but I hold her in such a high standard that like it's a burp for me.
Okay. I think it's a chirp for me. I think you're crazy. I think, no, okay, I don't think you're crazy for this because you've said much crazier things. This is fair. This is fair. I still have to chirp it because I think, like, she executed. She's giving something so outside of her wheelhouse, and she deserves points for that.
Eh, fair.
So now, Sharon.
Yeah, she's coming in as a pillow doll, which, have you ever seen those?
I think I have seen a creepy picture of, like, a bunch of them together, like, on, like, a bed.
I love this because this does truly remind me of growing up in Colombia, like being dirt poor and having and seeing all these like pillow dolls. It's truly nightmare fuel.
I love it.
And the reveal. Can we talk about the reveal?
Yes. I mean, bitch. This is my childhood because Masters of the Universe dolls. I was obsessed with Tila. She was my number one, and I was obsessed with her. I was obsessed. I was like, who is this powerful, evil bitch with the bendy crotch that can go 360 splits?
It's good and it's surprising from Sharon. I was not expecting it from her.
Yeah, it's
this is a chirp for me.
It is such a chirp. Maybe her padding could be a little better on the bottom, but
yeah,
it is a chirp.
I would say, yeah, I agree. But still, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a chirp. Yum, mm-hmm. yum, yum. Mm-hmm. The pieces. God, I love. And the fact that she said, I have the power, work. Jury G. Derkli.
Jury G.
Sorry. Jury G. Hung Jury G. Okay. She's giving ballerina, I mean, like little haunted ballerina.
This is like this is like a music box doll.
Yes.
Which is very effective. I like this wig. I like her lashes. She's giving me dark doll, and I'm here for it. That waist is cinched.
Yeah. I love this. I see her. She's so gorgeous out of drag.
She's so beautiful.
I kind of want to see her paint a little softer one of these days.
Really? I don't, actually. Like, I like what she's doing with her.
I just want to see some versatility. I like this. Face. I like this. Sure. But I just want to see some other shit, too. A little bit of...
Well, what kind of other shit you want to see?
I want to see her mug. You know what I mean?
Are seeing her mug. Her mug is fine the way it is.
But she does... She always does this, like, harlequin... alabaster thing, and it is nice, but I don't need to see it every time.
Okay.
She's a gorgeous girl, and I want to see sometimes her just serving a little bit more of her natural beautiana.
You don't think this is a beautiful look?
I do. It's just very clownish, like with the...
What?
It's clownish.
Oh, no.
The makeup.
Oh, no.
The makeup. Let me look at her. She's got the India Farah side cheek.
She's doing drag.
I know.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying I want to see versatility.
I'll show you versatility. When
when what? When I'll show you versatility when Mono wins a lip sync and Betsy wears a dress.
Don't drag Betsy into this. Don't drag Poopy Poison into this.
It's a chirp. It's a chirp. Chirp.
It's an absolute chirp. I love it. I love it. I'm so proud of Jury G.
Who?
Oh, sorry. Jury G. I'm so proud of Jury G.
Thank you. Benedita Bondash giving I'm a doll and here's my accessories.
Yes. I like this look. I think it's very cool. I think it's very Spanish, which is very fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, whore-ish.
Love it.
Like Benedita.
I love it. I love the little tag with the instructions.
See, this is the kind of shit you would do.
Yeah, it is. It is. I would this wear something is your slutty. Kind of tag. I need to get a corset, I think. I think I need to wear a fucking corset.
Can we go corset shopping?
Yeah, I want a cheap one though.
That's fine. I don't know where to go.
Same.
To find a corset. I have no idea.
Same. If you're listening,
I don't want to buy one online. If you live in the LA area, please tell us where you can find.
Where do we get a fucking corset? Maybe we just bug our friends who have two. I bet Meatball has an extra one.
Oh, does she have two extra ones?
Bitch, you ask her.
Damn, wow. Suddenly it's my job. Okay.
Suddenly it's your job. Wait, you want me to hold your hand and buy you another corset?
Yes, another. When? Buy me one first, and then we'll talk.
So, okay, that is a chirp. Benedita is a chirp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely stunning, great, gorgeous. And El Estrella Extravaganza is next. I love this.
I wish, I don't know.
You wish the mask stayed on?
I wish the mask stayed on.
Yeah.
It's so odd and ugly.
It is
I live for it.
I agree. It's so odd and ugly. It's so bloated. It's like Cabbage Snatch Kids.
Truly Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh my God. The most haunted film we've ever seen in our lives.
It's very State Home for the Ugly.
Oh my God. It's very, can I eat your finger? This is a little messy.
Reveal I don't like. The reveal is a burp. The first is a chirp, and the reveal is a burp.
I'm actually sorry to say. Fully agree. I love that she's eating and throwing her food all over the stage. I don't know what a durum is, but I live.
Me neither. Yeah, me neither.
It doesn't sound Spanish. It sounds more like a Turkish shawarma thing.
But there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of
cultures.
Middle Eastern people living in Spain.
Absolutely. My guess is Turkish because, I don't know, it just looks like Turkish to me. I could be wrong.
Wow. You ready to get canceled?
I'm going
to
look up right now. Durum food. I'm not... I told you it was Turkish. Look, I'm an international queen.
Lucky.
No, bitch.
You got lucky.
Bitch, I'm an international queen.
You
bitch.
Got lucky.
Bitch. No, I'm not. That's not luck. That's called being traveled, baby. That's what that is.
No, it's called being trashy.
I recognize the characters. I listened to a lot of Turkish pop and I was like, though that looks familiar to me.
Okay.
I've been to Istanbul.
Act a fool.
I've gotten a rash in Istanbul.
What the hell?
And forced to go to a hospital where I did not speak the language and just expose my body, hoping they knew what to do with it.
Damn.
They turned me around, popped a Benadryl shot in my ass, and sent me on my way.
Do you know what it was?
Just an allergic reaction. No clue. No clue.
Girl, it was a rash. You fucked the wrong guy. Broke down palace of it all.
It was a real dick or no dick, and I should have made, I made the wrong dick.
You did.
So let's go ahead and get to this ending. Sharon wins. Our bottom two.
Thank God.
I could have seen
really
Benedita.
Does. I mean, it's going to be tough to beat Sharon in this season of Drag Race.
That's true.
I think she's got it locked. I mean, I would hate to see her sort of stumble and fall, but it would be, I don't know who would come close besides Marina.
You're right. Well, now that Onyx is gone.
Who was a top contender.
I can't believe she's gone. I was hoping it was going to be a double Shantae.
That's what I thought too.
God damn it.
They really are not fucking around with us this season.
It could be Benedita. It could be Sharon or Benedita.
You think Benedita has the goods to take it all the way?
Yes, more than Marina. Because Marina's edit is not giving longevity.
No, it's not.
It's giving milk. And it's giving...
No, how dare.
It's giving fourth or fifth out is what it's giving.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And then they perform to Arrasando by Thalia. Mm-hmm.
Who you've known.
I absolutely love this song. I mean, it was a big bop. It was a big hit. Yeah.
I would say the Spanish version of Vibology.
Okay, that is fair. That is 100% fair.
But girl, it is a tough, tough song to lip sync to.
So hard, because there's so many words in like
so
super quick
words.
Cadence.
Mm-hmm. And they, I think they both turned it out.
They really did.
I mean, Diamante, I wasn't surprised, but I was shocked by Onyx keeping up with her.
She was. Like, yes, and Diamante so, turned.
Diamante did turn. Like I said before, I predicted Diamante's going to be a tough cockroach to get off the competition. The bitch can stay.
That's true.
In a lip sync. She can stay slaying. I don't know who's going to knock her down the competition.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they're going to just get rid of her. Like, that's just the fact. She will not lose a lip sync, but they
but
will
the
get rid of her.
Who's the queen that's going to win? I think you're right.
Just someone they like better. Like yeah. Benedita or Sharon, when they want to show that Sharon isn't the clear front runner.
True. I think even like Estrella could knock her down, depending on the song, of course.
If it is a slow song, I do wonder if Diamante has the same power.
Yes, that's a good point.
But yeah, she that's is incredible. Your eyes go to her every time.
Yeah, she's a fuck. She's a performer.
But Onyx
I would
did
love
well.
To see her. Onyx did well. Like I said, I was expecting a double Shantae. That did not happen, and I was fully gagged.
And I probably...
And in a way, I was going to say, like, in a way, like, I kind of expect her to come back?
Yes.
Onyx?
Yeah, I...
Like, if there's a challenge where a returning queen comes
very
back, it's going to be Onyx.
It's, you're so right. And, like, because I was like, they're just like, I was shocked till they let go of her. She's great. And I would have probably put Drag Seithlas in the bottom over her.
I would have as well.
There we go. That's the actual bottom
well.
Two. Because I was like kind of ready to say bye to Drag Seithlas. I was like,
Me too.
She's cute, too. But we did it.
Yeah. Honestly, Drag Seithlas would have what it takes to knock Diamante out of mm-hmm. the competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After seeing that talent show, yeah, I think she has what it takes.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Onyx is gone, which truly sucks.
Crazy. Well, that was your winner. That was your predicted winner. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted her. Oh, you want Marina. Marina's your winner?
I said Sharon was my winner.
Oh, right.
From Jump, and I'm right, bitch.
Okay, I think you're...
When have I been wrong, bitch? You know
plenty,
what I'm going to do today?
Plenty. You said Estrella would be shit, and you were wrong.
That's true. That is true.
You were wrong.
I will own up to that.
Thank you. I did say she
was the first to go.
She's
proving to be a cockroach in the competition.
God.
And when I say cockroach, I mean that as a compliment.
Bitch, must be infested because you are obsessed with cockroaches right now.
I love roaches.
You do?
Well, no, I actually don't. They freak me out. But the idea of roaches are very admirable.
You love roaches and Cher. That's what you love.
Yeah. I like the longevity of it all.
Cher, proud of it.
Cher and roaches.
Fuck, they did Asia dirty. Okay, that
Oops.
Is all the time we have. If we have a very exciting announcement about Bad Drag Race, which is you can't come.
Yeah, if you didn't have tickets, I'm sorry, babes.
I'm sorry, Bad Drag Race on May 20th.
You can't see it, doll.
Sorry, babes. Maybe next time.
We're
very excited to announce our show is sold out. So thank you to everyone who is supporting the show.
Yes.
May 20th, the worst drag in America will be center stage at Dynasty Typewriter. And we're so excited to crown America's next crunchiest drag queen.
Absolutely. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at the one and only Dynasty Type.
Ooh, with me, you, and Nicole Byer. Gag.
Yes, legends only, bitch.
Legends only. And even though my drag will be jagged, crusted, and rusted, I will be critiquing these girls.
Absolutely. And my drag will be jagged, little, and pill.
Shut up.
I will still be critiquing these girls the house down.
I mean, well, you ought to know that it's going to be a mess. I trust.
Well, you live, you learn.
Bitch, because you got your hands. You got both hands in your pocket. And the other one is not on a makeup brush.
Bitch, I got both hands in my pocket and they ain't doing drag.
Oh my God, you are disgusting. You are the worst. But ironic. That's all I gotta say.
Absolutely not.
Okay, bitch. If you need more Manu and Oscar, you need to go support us at Podcast Kill the Video Star, our amazing gaggy gay podcast covering music videos.
Absolutely. Actually, we are currently covering Legends Only.
That's true.
So we're doing episodes where we're featuring artists, which has been really, really fun. I'm loving it. I want to keep continue doing it. A lot of our listeners have suggested a couple of artists to cover, which I'm very excited to do those episodes. So check us out at Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram.
Bitch, and if you want more of this pod, you can follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Get all the updates. Get into our new series called Fuck My Drag, where iconic drag queens...
Love that.
Don't talk about Drag Race.
Love that.
And if you love us, give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really helps us out. Like this Absolutely. Amazing queen, Dork Queen, said, this podcast is opulent. 5 stars, Aww. Hashtag save the ostriches.
Cute. And of course, that's a reference to the iconic episode.
Yes. Just that iconic episode, of course. Dork Queen, we're dumb and I don't remember what we said. So remind me what we said so we can give you your points for hitting us with that callback. Bitch, till next time.
Reporting from the state home for the ugly, it is Monarch Appian and Oscar Montoya meeting you. Adieu.
Let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.